Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you. Those who work so freaking hard for your money, you're ready for your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and cash flow today, not 30 or 40 years from now when you're old and gray and wrinkly and stuff. No, you want that today so you can live that life that you love with those you love while they still love you. But most importantly, guys, this is not just about getting rich, it's about living a rich life, because as you are blessed financially, you have a greater capacity, create a ripple effect, and bless the lives of others. Guys, thank you for tuning in, allowing me to bless your lives wherever you are today, whether you're listening in, you're tuning in on YouTube. Thank you so much for doing so. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, go to our website, moneyripples.com. Not only do we have that cool passive income calculator you can take, but now we are starting to put up all the blogs. All these podcasts are being put up and they're transcribed for all you avid readers out there that like to speed read these episodes instead of hear my annoying voice. Guess what? You're in luck. You can now read my annoying voice as well as all of our guests. You can check that out at moneyripples.com under the podcast section today. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right, guys. So I brought on a special guest. It's actually somebody here for a three-peat. Okay. So this guy's got to be in the Hall of Fame here. We got Paul Hutchings joining us once again. It's been a few hundred episodes. So if you haven't gone all the way back, and for some of you guys listen to iTunes, you can only go back 300 episodes anyways. You might only see one episode with him. But Paul here actually has been in the network marketing industry for a while, been burned. He's been through it back and forth, left and right, up and down, but now has a company with direct sales called HBA. Absolutely amazing company. Full disclosure, I'm in it as well. I actually get residual streams of income from it. So yes, if you guys like it, I do benefit from this podcast, and full disclosure, but it's one of those things that I knew I couldn't hide from you guys. But most importantly, not just hearing about that opportunity, I want you guys to really learn from Paul's experience about the do's and the don'ts in this kind of industry, especially if you are in network marketing or you've been considering it as another side hustle type of income. So Paul, welcome back.
It's wonderful to be here, Chris. And I feel like your introduction was so good. I was like, is this a full episode? We should just end it right there. Like, I'm so excited about your intro. It's awesome. But yeah, excited to be here.
Give them a little appetizer. They barely get a drink and they're like, okay, you got to leave the restaurant now. Too bad.
Yeah. Thanks for having me back. And hello to all of you fellow Ripplers out there. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So give us some of your backstory, because I know you've got a fascinating story and I really related to it as well. I mean, because you're just an amazing person. I mean, I'll say that up front. I mean, I didn't say that in the intro, but I mean, you're just the kind of guy that lights up a room that people want to be around, and you really have a servant heart. And so I want to definitely say that first and foremost, but you know, tell them more about you.
Well, as they say, you spot it, you got it, Chris. So thank you for the kind words. And I see all those same things in you. So I appreciate that. Yeah. So my story, we only have 20 minutes here, so I'll be super fast. I grew up here in Southeast Idaho, single parent family, wanted to be successful. So I listened to what people said. They said, go to school, get good grades and find a good company and get a good job and happily ever after. So I was like, okay, that sounds good. So I went to school, graduated from college with a degree in business administration, came back, was ready to conquer the world. And I got a job in a call center cubicle making $11.09 an hour. And I'm like, what? Like with all this college debt, right? I'm like, wait a minute. This doesn't seem to be the story they told me. But in any case, I tried to work hard, be a good employee, advance up the corporate ladder. And while I was there, I got to experience the joys of corporate life, corporate politics, and the fact that it seemed that the way to advance was to schmooze with the right people. And I didn't really resonate with that. I wanted to get paid on my value. I wanted to get paid on my skills. And so thankfully, one of my coworkers who was from Burundi, Africa, his parents were diplomats over there and they sent him and his sister to America, land of opportunity, right? So there he is in the cubicle next to me. And one day he approaches me in the hall of our office and he said, "Hey, Paul," he goes, "if I could show you a way to make $40,000 a month and help people get out of debt, mortgage included, in a fraction of the time, would you be open to taking a look?" I'm like, yeah. So I went to my first network marketing meeting and that's how I got introduced to the concept that you could build an income, a residual income, a fortune, a lifestyle, all from home outside of the traditional corporate structure. So that's how I got introduced to some of these initial ideas. And I had a long road of failure. The way they kind of present things in the presentations usually is, in fact, the very first presentation I remember, literally on this flip chart, he said, "Here's the plan for getting to 40K a month in the next 90 days. Well, one year later, I had made $0. And I did everything they told me to do, lists and meetings and all this kind of stuff.
There must be something wrong with you, Paul.
Must be something wrong with me. But I stayed on the path and I kept to my dream and I kept reading and I kept getting around people who were more successful than I was. And I just did my best to pay attention and figure out what was it about me that wasn't producing the results that I wanted to produce in my business. And I notice a lot of people, what they do is they blame the company, they blame the products. Now, granted, some of those things do have merit. There are accurate criticisms about some business models. So I don't want to chalk it all up to none of that's there. But at the end of the day, I believe the truth is our success is 100% dependent upon us. And the sooner we can take full, maximum, complete responsibility for that, the faster we will grow and the faster we will get the results that we want to get. And so over the next few years, I still kind of struggled. And then finally, about 6 years later, I hit my first $3,000 a month in income in network marketing. And then that turned into a $10,000 monthly income and then over $20,000 a month. And that was all in network marketing. Now, I don't know what kind of disclaimers, but disclaimer, right? No guarantee of income. See whatever disclaimer your company has. But I started to experience a real lifestyle change and I loved it. And we were able to pay off the mortgage on our house, pay off all of our credit cards and have just plenty of money to have our time disconnected from our money, which was the goal, right? And so, yeah, that's my short story of struggle to success. In the process, I did discover some things, hopefully, as we all do, as we're doing the different businesses that we do, there are things that you find that you love, and then there are things that you find that maybe you don't love. One of my favorite quotes from Robert Kiyosaki is, "Intelligence is the ability to make finer distinctions." So you'll have people in the marketplace that will say, "Network marketing's a scam," or "Network marketing's the best thing ever." Well, the truth is, network marketing is like an umbrella term. And there's tons of different other ideas, terms, beliefs, models, all underneath that umbrella term. And so as I was going through my experience, I tried to pay attention to the things that were good and the things that were not so good. And that led me to 2016, when I got to a place where I was in a company and I had earned the most money I'd ever earned. And I started to see this pattern repeat, which was the company started to do things that were out of alignment with my value system. They were overpromising and under-delivering, and in some cases, not even delivering. They were selling things that I perceived were hurting people rather than helping people. And so my business partner and I, he was my team member, actually, we said, "Oh boy, here's this pattern repeating yet again." And so we said, we can either try to go find another company to join, which by this time, we'd been doing this for about 10 years. And as we look back over our experience, the same pattern just kept popping up. And so they say the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So we said we had a low level of confidence that we could actually find a company, not that they're not out there, but our confidence level was low that we could find a company that we could really trust to just strive to always do the right thing. And that we could trust to be there far off into the future, which if you're going to build a residual income, especially if you're just starting with one, it's really important that the people you're in alignment with in business, you got to have like an extremely high level of trust that their vision is long term, that their commitment is long term, that they're not pulled around by different greedy opportunities that pop up, because any of those things can just cause that thing to come crashing down. And so my partner and I, in the hotel room of an event we were at, we'd actually flown to the event to meet with the company owner and say, hey, we love you. We're thankful for you and all you've done for us, but we are leaving, you know? And so in this hotel room, we're like, what are we going to do? And we had this crazy idea inspired by Gandhi, you know, where he said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And so we started to think, what if we could create something that had everything that we loved and none of the things that we didn't love? And that was the genesis of the company that you alluded to, the company that we started. So yeah. And it's been great. And we have you, right? So like, that's right. Like a dream come true for a company to have Chris Miles to be involved. So
it's interesting. I mean, to kind of your credit too, I know there's a few people that heard the last podcast ended up joining and they're still a part of your company even right now. And they're making more money than I am. You know,
like, oh, really?
They're actually doing stuff. I'm not going to say their names, obviously, for confidentiality purposes, but
yeah,
I'm like seeing every once in a while some Facebook posts and stuff. I'm like, wow, this person's really getting after it. I'm just like this casual observer of anything.
Yeah, one of the ladies you referred, I won't mention her name either, but she's amazing. And I think you remember she showed up to one of our events and she's just so awesome and had such a great relationship. And I texted you a picture. Do you remember that? I'm like, hey, here's so-and-so. And here we are. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, exactly. It's cool to see that you guys can create value for each other, right? Like there's that good partnership and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Before we actually get into what that's about, I want to go back to a point you had made that, because you're right, like network marketing, multi-level marketing, MLM, those are like swear words for a lot of most average people. I mean, people even throw in pyramid schemes with it and all that kind of stuff, which there are those too. But the truth is multi-level marketing, network marketing has been very legitimate business. The problem though, I've seen is you hit it right on the head, right? Is that a lot of people don't make money in it, especially because there's such a low barrier of entry. It's not like someone who starts a new business, they got to really be committed to make sure that business gets going. Where some people join network marketing, they hear that $40,000 in 90 days, and they think, oh, this is going to be easy.
Yeah.
When they don't realize this is a real business, you got to treat it like a real business and it's going to grow. And you've got some support and leverage you don't get when you start your own business from scratch, but it's still work. There's no in the sky dream kind of thing necessarily. I mean, you can definitely hit that, but don't expect it in 90 days or even 6 months or a year in almost every case. In fact, I even had a father-in-law. And this is the other thing too. I know we were talking about this before we went on. The interesting thing with companies is that they could be the greatest company in the world, but like you said, all of a sudden they start changing their values, like different leadership changes in and out, or owners that could change the complete culture of a company to the point where even if you're sold on it and you love the product, you might not like it. Or they change the products. That happened with one of my family members. They changed the product, one, which made it harder for him to try to sell it. And then two, even though he was one of the top producers, and this is a very big popular company, I won't mention the name, but they ended up getting rid of his distributorship. They said, you know what? There's some drama going on that we've been hearing about from rumors. So we're just going to kick you out of the company. So his own business, quote unquote, that he thought he owned, he never really owned. He was just a contractor. Contract's gone. And now he's in his mid-60s. Launching a new business again. He's in six figures a year again with his new business, but he lost a seven-figure business as a result of that.
Yeah. And in normal language, people call that theft. I mean, that's what I think when that stuff happens. Like his income literally got stolen, but somehow because they had their policies written in the right way and their legal team handled things in the right way.
Right.
For some reason, they don't think that's theft, but I think that's theft. When someone puts their heart and soul and time and effort and dreams, and like you said, the time frame, favorite quote from Tony Robbins, most people completely overestimate what they can accomplish in a year and completely underestimate what they can accomplish in 10.
Very true.
I think that's good expectations for building business like network marketing or even affiliate marketing. But if you're in something where you do make the 10-year investment and then they just take it away, that's so wrong, isn't it? Like that's theft. So yeah, I mean, these are some of the things that we saw and experience that we're just like, that's just not right. Companies shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Another thing too, is that a lot of times people are selling products that are overpriced way beyond what you get in the retail market normally so that they can pay commissions. And even then there's things like breakage and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm not trying to poo-poo on the industry completely because like I said, I believe there are great companies out there. I believe there's great legitimate business owners, but definitely those expect the sun, the moon, and the stars, expect the world.
You gotta and the mud. We'll throw in the mud too. Money's good too.
Exactly. Yeah. So, well, tell us more about what you did differently. Like, how did you change with your company?
Good question. And again, these are all changes that we made from problems that we saw. For example, one of the problems in network marketing is you get paid such a small commission amount for the sales that you make that the only way you can grow a real income is by having a massive team. My first company, we had 600 people in my downline, and that produced a $1,200 monthly residual, which I was grateful for at the time. But When you think about that, that's a lot of people and a lot of work. And so mm-hmm. with our company, we decided to do a one-tier affiliate model that helps us to be able to pay a higher commission rather than have to split it up amongst 10 people in the upline. When you make a sale, you get paid the full commission amount. And yeah. we are a digital products company, so that makes it possible for us to pay out a much higher commission rate. So we pay 80% commission. And so just that's in huge. A nutshell, with our company, let's say you wanted to make $3,000 a month, 3,000 divided by our commission amount, you could do that with 25 customers. So compare yeah. that to the 600 for the $1,200 a month. So that's one thing we did differently. Another thing we did differently was we wanted to make everything based on principles and values, a yeah. vision and principles that people could rely on forever, that will help them in business, also help them in normal life, and also so that we all could know it's not going to change. Like you said, the culture's not going to change. So our vision is freedom through principle-centered leadership. Why that? Because all the failures in our income seem to have arisen from non-principle-centered leadership. Mm-hmm. Greed, people quitting, making decisions just based on how much money can we gather in? Not necessarily, will this help the community at large? Right. And so that is a really, really big one, building it on a strong foundation. That was a big one. And then another one is actually two other ones. We wanted to have products that were of more use value than they cost in cash value. So that comes from Wallace Wattles, mm-hmm. deliver more in use value than you take in cash value, which, as you mentioned, is sometimes a problem in network marketing. And so with digital products, it is possible to actually deliver way more in use value than you take from the market in cash value. So we yeah. do that. We just strive to make our products as useful and as valuable as humanly possible. And because they are digital, we're able to interact with the market, find out what people need, supplement, fix things here and there. So our products are really just always evolving and getting more and more valuable. Our price points are low. And so the increase in value from a consumer standpoint makes it a really good deal for the consumer. We understand community in a, I would say, a very high level way, which, by the way, I think is something that people should be aware of right off the bat. If you're ever going to build a residual income that is dependent upon people coming together and staying together, which is exactly what network marketing is. A lot of times people, especially in the beginning, they're like, what's the product? What's the comp plan? These are the most important things. And yes, those things are important. But as important, and maybe even sometimes more important, is the community that you build. How do people mm-hmm. feel when they're in your community? Do yes. they feel inspired? Do they feel like their lives are getting better? Do they feel like they're believed in? Do they feel like they're judged or shamed? That's another thing we did. One thing we didn't like about the businesses that we'd been in is a lot of companies they want to grow and they want to produce. So they'll set up these competitions like mm-hmm. rank and status and leaderboards. And I mean, I get it. And in one sense, you do want to recognize people. That part is good. But the negative aspect that we noticed from that is it has a tendency to make people feel not good enough. If they're seeing the same names on the leaderboard all the time and they're never there, and the only communication from the company is always like, man, look at Chris Miles. He's a stud. Look at Chris Miles. He did it again. He did it again. He did it again. And it's all about money and achievement. Well, now you've got right. this huge customer base of people that are feeling less than. They're feeling like they're not a valuable part of the community. And so we changed that. We don't have ranks. We have contribution levels, because when you produce an income with us, we donate a portion of that income to help feed starving kids. And so we are able to attach the number of days of meals that are provided through your production as an affiliate to what's called a contribution level. And so it's not about earning the most money. It's about contributing in a way that is adding real tangible value to the world around you. And then the other thing we do is we don't talk about it all the time. Like in our events and our masterminds, I'm not coming out there like, hey, my name is Paul and I'm a Triple Oak benefactor. Like, no, like never, ever, ever say that. At the events, we'll do that recognition. We also have awards that are non-production based too. So we reward people for following the golden rule. We award people for demonstrating a pleasing personality. We award people for gratitude. So we're striving to create a culture where you feel like this is a place that you want to be, even if you're not out there producing a big income. Like we said earlier, a lot of times you don't join and then just make a big income. I mean, you can, and people do, and we do have people who do that. But for most people, it's a process of learning, getting familiar, figuring out your identity, your beliefs, dropping some of those old beliefs. And that takes time. And mm-hmm. we want to be like our logo here. We've got this oak tree with dollar symbols for prosperity. And one of the meanings of this is that we want to be a place of good soil where people can plant the roots of their souls and grow into great people as they're learning how to generate income. So anyway, I'm like, blah, 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 like fire hosing you, you know? So stop me, man. Shut me down whenever you're like, do too much.
Yeah, well, no, absolutely. I think it's great. Well, and you mentioned this before, you quoted Wallace Waddles and obviously giving more than what you receive in yep. compensation and such. What is it? Like, tell me about like the $25 a month product that someone can offer as an affiliate.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, our $25 a month product is called the HBA Funnel Builder. And it's basically a tool that allows you to create any kind of web-based content you want to create. So lead capture pages, landing pages, sales pages, membership sites, digital products, private team areas, traditional websites. I just actually created a website for my charter school that my kids go to for them. So products like this typically in the marketplace run from $50 to $300 a month. And so ours is $25 a month. And so you get the tool, which is awesome. But then we also give you the Funnel Builders Academy, which is a step-by-step training suite on how to use the tool. And then we also have some just really cool bonus gifts that we throw in with that purchase. And so that's $25 a month, which that price with that value is like insane. But then you also add in the 80% commissions so you can share that right. tool with others and earn $20 residuals. I mean, so I think it's the best offer on the internet.
Two customers you refer, you end up making more than what you're paying.
You're in positive cash flow.
Not even yeah. counting the fact you can use it to create whatever website you want.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of companies out there, they have taglines like three and it's free. And uh-huh. ours is, well, we don't say this, but the reality is one referral and you're almost free, two referrals and you're in profit, positive cash flow.
Yeah.
So
that's a great place to be, isn't it? That's what we always talk about, cash flow and profit.
You know, this
show, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's
incredible.
Right.
And I know obviously you offer the other suites of products and things like that too as part of it, but still, I mean, just that one, it is a low barrier of entry, but two, what I like, and you keep saying affiliate, for those that aren't familiar with this, really you're a referral source.
Yeah.
For sending referrals to them, for getting people that referred into this company, you get paid a referral fee. And this is actually what helped me become financially independent the first time more quickly than just using real estate. Because I did use real estate that first time, but I also had affiliate money coming in because I was referring people like to that mortgage broker because I was a mortgage license as well, but I didn't want to do all the paperwork. I refer that mortgage broker. I got compensated 50-50. We split it 50-50. He was like my partner, but I didn't have to do all the work. I spent maybe half an hour to an hour and then I get a check for like $1,000 or so.
You were doing affiliate marketing before affiliate marketing.
I was basically working like the 4-hour work week before Tim Ferriss wrote the book. And that's kind of what you're
doing
too. Like you have that ability where it doesn't matter how busy someone might be. It's that if you have an ability to connect, I imagine this is like a natural thing for people.
Yeah, you were an affiliate marketer before there was the term affiliate marketing, probably.
Yeah.
Like you're the OG affiliate marketer.
That's why people said, well, what do you do? I'm like, I sell drugs. I don't know what to call that. Like I've referred people to a jewelry company and get paid 5% for that. And I was just connecting people. One friend did call me Mr. Hookups, which doesn't sound great either.
Mr. Hookups. I love it. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. If you can connect with people in a sincere way with a desire to add value to their lives, that really is one easy way you can have a lot of success with this type of a business model.
Yes.
And then we've got more advanced ways, YouTube videos and TikTok videos and paid ad, you know, all that stuff too. But connecting and giving invitations in a sincere way is a really easy way to do it.
Yeah. Well, last question here. I know we went longer than we planned on, but there's a lot to really unpackage here. But who would be like the perfect kind of person, like in your experience, obviously you've been around this company for a while now. Who's been kind of like the perfect person that's done this with your company? I mean, obviously it sounds like a servant, more that person that is trying to create value in the world. Obviously that's a big part of the culture, but who else just seems like a natural fit for this?
So we have people that are earning quite a bit of money that don't really plug into the community all that much. And that's fine. Like if you're a person who, like we talked about, can connect and invite, or if you have experience in internet marketing where you know how to drive traffic and send emails and stuff, that would be one category of person. But as you alluded, one of the big differences in our company is, as we mentioned, is community. And so if you're a person that likes to serve, help, love, lift, learn, if you're a person that wants to generate a passive income and also at the same time wants to have a sense of contribution and meaning, that the income was great and lucrative, and also that the income meant that starving kids in the world were having meals, that the income meant that you were able to help someone in our community with a question they had. That's really like our core avatar for our community, is people who just really want to give. Like, life is God's gift to us, and how we live our lives is our gift back to God. That's who we're looking for. People who want to just give that gift in the best way they can and do it in a business setting that's heart-centered. I mean, we're not religious, but we do have a strain of spirituality. We believe that a line from our manifesto says, we believe the architect of the universe designed a stairwell that's leading somewhere great. And we strive to make our choices from this grand perspective. So it's not religious, but there's this sense that our choices do matter. And we don't just want to get the money to get the money. We're kind of missing the point. Like your post on Facebook. Yeah. It's like, love people, care about people, build relationships, smile, laugh, live, love, all those kind of things.
Exactly. So what you're saying is, someone can have a big heart. They don't have to be a digital marketing genius or a web genius, which I'm not a tech genius in any way, shape, or form, but they could still be successful at this.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as they're willing to learn and be coachable, that's really all you need to have success with what we've got going on.
So you hear that, arrogant jerks, the few people that might be listening to this that are that way, stay away. This is not for what you can do, right?
Hey, we love you, but we'd rather love you from a distance. So
that's right. He has plenty of other network marketing companies or direct sales or affiliate companies right. You can go talk to, I'm sure.
Right. Yep.
Awesome. Paul, well, I appreciate your time today. This is really valuable. I mean, not just understanding the industry, but even understand like what kind of really value proposition you offer for the world and really help create a solution that I know has even helped past listeners as well. And I know there's more listeners here today that are looking for additional streams of income, looking for ways to do that. And especially if it doesn't require a lot of money out of pocket. I know that's a big thing for a lot of people on this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I really appreciate your time here.
Well, man, I really appreciate you and the opportunity to be here. I appreciate all the listeners. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm just always inspired by you, Chris, and your posts and the way you live your life and the way you do your podcast. You really are a bright light in the world. And it's how people like me stay inspired, is seeing other lights like you. So thank you for all you do.
Absolutely, man. We'll keep doing it. All right. Well, hey, everybody, you heard it. I mean, we'll put the link if you want to learn more about Paul's company and what he's doing there and how maybe you can be involved. We'll put a link in the show notes that's on moneyripples.com in the podcast section. So you can find that link right there with the transcribed show notes from this episode. So go ahead and check that out today. Guys, remember, this life is your life. You get to choose it, and you can show up to either come to serve or just want people to serve you. And the whole point of this is that dollars follow the value you create for other people. You want more dollars, you want more money, and really all of wealth in your life. It's about how you show up serving and blessing lives. Guys, I hope that this has blessed you today. Go and make it a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.